This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Nearly a third of the House members are new, so Speaker Taylor Barra had a request for House Clerk Butch Speer.
Just review the rules on voting.
Speer says the basic rules are simple.
If you're in the chamber, you are required to vote. If you're not in the chamber, you are not allowed to vote.
The next rule follows from that.
No person, not a member of the House, shall cast a vote for a member, and no member shall cast a vote for another member unless the member being present in the chamber.
Third-term Representative Nancy Landry of Lafayette had a question about that.
And the Senate's allowed to have someone else vote their machine, correct?
The Senate practice is to allow employees to sit at senators' desks and vote their machine.
Which yes, is, ma'am.
But as I understand how they interpret that rule, they do not let that person sit at the desk if the senator is not in the chamber.
Mike Danahay of Sulphur, also in his third term, asked,
Mr. Clerk,
yes,
if you're
sir.
In the chamber, you must vote.
The rules say that a member in the chamber shall vote.
If you are not in the chamber, you
the
cannot
rules
come
say
down.
You shall not vote.
You shall not vote, and you cannot come down at the end of the session that day and change your vote from absent to whatever.
And you'd have to first ask to suspend the rule that allowed you to record your vote even though you were absent from the chamber, because the rule says you cannot vote if you're not in the chamber.
Ruston's Rob Shadowin, in his second term, then inquired,
if it comes to someone in this chamber's attention that there has been a violation of the rules, what should be done?
You would have to rise at your desk, yell point of order, and get the speaker's attention.
Thank you.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.